Hello, friends. Thank you so much for tuning into our show. This is Marjorie Serrano. I'm here with my daughter, Maya.
And I'm building my collares.
Oh, Maya is making collares. Maya, what does that word mean? Collar, necklace. So Maya is working with her beads. She loves making some jewelry, joyas. So I hope that you enjoyed our show, our previous show, where we talked to you about La Torre de Babel, the Babel Tower. And today we're going to talk to you about two important, very, very essential, important people in the Bible. We talked about Adam and Eve the other day, and today we're going to talk about the father of nations, el padre, the father of nations, de las naciones, nations, naciones. And his name is, Maya, do you remember what his name is? It's actually Abraham and Sarah. Maya really enjoyed the story of Adam and Eve. That's why she remembers it so much. But today we're going to share the story of Abraham and Sarah, and we're going to teach you some Spanish words from this fascinating and inspiring story. And here it goes. Abraham loved God. Abraham amaba a Dios. Abraham, we say in Spanish, Abraham, loved, amaba. Amor is love. So when you say I love you, you say te amo. Te amo, love, A-M-O. So Abraham loved God. Abraham amaba a Dios. So did his wife Sarah. Su esposa, wife, is esposa. Yes? Yes, love? Dime, amor. Oh, que hermoso, beautiful. So Abraham's wife, esposa, wife is esposa, la esposa de Abraham, the Abraham, se llamaba, her name was Sarah. Yes, Maya. Oh, do you need help? All right, I can help you while we share this story. So Sarah and Abraham loved God. Sara y Abraham amaban a Dios. One day, un día, one day God told Abraham, Dios le dijo, dijo.
Adam.
Yeah, that was during the first, our second episode, but today we're talking about Abraham. Así que Dios, God, told Abraham, le dijo a Abraham, to move to a new land, to move, mudarse, que se mudara, mudarse, moverse, to move, mudarse, to a new land, new, nueva, land, tierra. Dios le dijo a Abraham que se mudara a una nueva tierra. So along with their helpers, helper is ayudante, help is ayuda. Maya, what's the meaning of the word help? Give me an example. What's help? Ayuda. Can you say ayuda? She's being shy a little bit today. Tímida, shy, tímida. So Abraham and Sarah.
No, I'm working with my beads.
Oh, she's focused. Working with her beads. So Abraham and Sarah packed up. Packed up means empacar. Empacar. Can you say that, my little friend? Empacar. E-M-P-A-C-A-R. Empacar. And went. Y se fueron. Se fueron. They went. Abraham's nephew was Lot. Nephew, it's means... sobrino, you say, so sobrino is nephew. Abraham's sobrino was Lot. So Lot was el sobrino de Abraham, de Abraham. Lot and all his helpers went with them too. Helpers, remember my friend that helpers means ayudante. Help, to help is ayudar. But the helpers began to fight. Fight. You say pelear. Comenzaron, began a pelear. You spell pelear, P-E-L-E-A-R, pelear.
And
yes, I'm working on my bracelet here as I share the story, sweetie. Mi brazalete, bracelet. So the helpers began to fight. There was not enough grass. Maya, how do you say grass in Spanish?
Pasto.
Not enough grass. Grass, pasto. For all the animals, para todos los animales. So Abraham said to Lot, you pick your land to live on.
No, pick.
How do you say pick? To select. Seleccionar, escoger. Tú escoge your own, tu propia, own, propio, o propia. Land es tierra to live on. Escoge tu propia tierra para vivir. Lot chose the best land. Chose, escogió. You can also say eligió. Can you say after me? Try to say it. Eligió. Eligió. Lot eligió the best land. How do you say the best land, Maya?
Muy best.
Best is the best, lo mejor, la mejor. Best, mejor. Land, tierra. It had the most green grass. Green, Maya, how do you say green? Verde, verde. And the most water, water, agua, for his animals. Lot moved to this new home. New, nuevo, home, hogar. Yes. Oh, what is that beat, Maya? I think you have a little heart, un corazón.
And this is a heart.
It's a heart, un corazón.
And
very beautiful. All right, then God gave Abraham
a
blessing.
A butterfly.
Maya, how do you say blessing in Spanish? Okay, that's beautiful. Can you tell me how you say blessing in Spanish? Bendición. Can you say that with us, amiguito? Can you repeat with us? Bendición. Bendición. So then God gave Abraham a blessing and said, all the land you see here will be yours forever. Toda la tierra, all the land you see here, que ves aquí, see, ver, aquí, here, will be yours. Yours means tuya. Será tuya. Forever. How do you say forever? Para siempre. And then God said, also you and Sarah will be blessed. Serán bendecidos. Serán bendecidos with many children. Many, muchos children, niños. God led Abraham and Sarah to a place called Hebron. And it was beautiful. Era hermoso. Beautiful es hermoso. Hermoso. That is a beautiful word, and I like you to remember that word and say it to your mommy and say it to your teacher and say it to God's creation, because God's creation is hermosa. La creación de Dios es hermosa. And that's the end of our story. How did you like our story, Maya? Wasn't that beautiful, hermosa? Thank you so much, my friend, for tuning into our show. Remember to follow us on Instagram and to subscribe to our show so you can get our most updated episodes. We love you. Te amamos. God bless you. Dios te bendiga. Oh, we can make another one. Have a wonderful day. Que tengas un día maravilloso. God bless. We love you. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye. Say bye-bye, Maya.
Bye-bye.
Bye, amiguitos. We love you. Take care. God bless. Dios te bendiga.